Ali Horgan, maybe it was a case of great expectations. UCD were the team with little pressure on them, and ultimately they got the points.
Yeah, that seems to be par for course, unfortunately, with us. When there's no expectation, the lads seem to be able to pull something out, rabbit out of the hat like. But when there is expectation, and there was expectation tonight because UCD were down to the bare bones, but sometimes the lads go into their shell, and that's exactly what happened tonight. However, we did create 3 1-on-1 chances, and if you don't take them, you don't deserve to win games if you don't score. But very disappointing to concede against a weakened UCD side, and that's taking nothing away from UCD, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, you've said so many times, particularly in this division, how important the first goal is, yeah. and they got it.
Yeah, they did, yeah. And it's, it was very even Seelan in the first half, they played with Richard Farrell. He caused us bother, and McKellen to cause us bother. We couldn't get the ball back. I thought the second half we were better. I thought we got stronger. And really didn't create as many chances. Dan had a great header that was saved, and we didn't finish the follow-up. The first half was where we had probably the 3 1-on-1 chances. If they'd got back an equaliser before half-time, God knows what would happen. But it wasn't good enough from our behalf, Chris. We should have enough in that changing room to get a result here tonight. We got beaten here heavily 3-0 against a much, much stronger UCD side, and it wasn't a nice place to be either. But I felt we haven't done ourselves justice there tonight, and we've probably let the supporters that were there down, in fairness.
And the first quarter, you really struggled to get into the game, and there was a lot of wayward passing and errors that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, I won't say for a while. You haven't seen for a couple of weeks, Chris, but that way too. We got, as I said, 2 good results. We kept 2 clean sheets. But they're back to square one again tonight with GCD turning the other, and with 3 games in hand and a point in it, I'm sure they would look to be in the driving seat, and they'll strengthen. From my point of view, I can't fault them for the lack of effort, but our decision making under pressure was poor. We were caught offside in the second half over and over again. We need to be cuter, but we were tired. We struggled with the 3 games this week, but so did GCD, in fairness to them. And they, stuck it out and dug out a result to their credit.
So it's all in the melting pot. It's between the two teams as to who ends up in the automatic relegation, and it probably will go right to the last game.
I think so, Chris. Someone said if we won tonight, we went X amount of points ahead of them. I don't think either team are going to go away that way. Well, I hope they don't, but allow it to, Like, I know we were a number of points behind them, and we gained that gap. Now they've caught up with us with games in hand. It was the same last year. There was a gap between us in the first division, and then it got very, very tight near the end. And I've no doubt that this will go right to the wire. Hopefully it'll go to the wire from our point of view to have something to fight for, Chris. But we need to show a little bit more than we showed tonight, because that wasn't good enough for us, to be honest with you.
And finally, last year in the transfer window, you made some astute moves, and it certainly paid off. Sean Boyd and John Kavanagh, any updates on them?
They've both returned to their parent clubs. John's gone back to Cork, Sean's gone back to Sean McGrothers, and we need to see where we're at, Chris. We need to probably prioritise to a certain degree, but it's easier said than done. We felt that we might have had enough as regards, in different areas, but you see tonight we fell short. You fell short in a number of areas. Defensively, we were caught for the goal, and attacking-wise, we didn't take our chances. And you're talking about the transfer window. There's no point in taking in someone that isn't any better than what you have. Although tonight, you might think that there's a lot of areas for improvement, and there certainly is tonight for the way we play it.